弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
进入中小学生暑假的时间以来，我们教会有不少家庭的弟兄姐妹和朋友外出度假，或者探亲，或者访友。
It's the summer vacation time, and many of our families, were out for vacation.
作为基督徒，面对没有相信上帝的家人亲友，心中最大的负担是什么？
Being Christians, when we visit our family members who are non-believers, what will be our burden? You know, what's the biggest burden in our heart?
盼望他们早一点接受耶稣基督，和我们一样成为上帝家中的人。
I think we all have the wish that our family members will also become Christians like us.
盼望我们的家人亲人和我们一起享受主耶稣那十字架的救恩。
So that they can receive this free gift of grace on the cross.
但是大家是不是体会到，向自己的家人亲友传讲福音，是件非常不容易的事情。
Don't you all recognize that it's so difficult to share gospels with your, especially your family members?
为什么呀？
Why?
一方面呢，有人讲，可能说，我们自己的家人、亲友最了解我们这个基督徒的人怎么样，那就看我们表现的怎么样，有没有变化。
Most common reason that people said is that because they have seen us growing up, they want to see whether we have changed.
其实最主要的一个原因呢，就是因为我们生活在这个撒旦魔鬼掌权的世界里边。
But there's another reason that I think, is that we live in this world that is controlled by Satan, the devil.
这个世界将上帝创造宇宙万物这样的一个真理呢，给它世俗化了，甚至说呢，信仰化了。
It's that this world, has changed the truth of God's creation and make it secular or make it religious.
我不知道大家留意过没有。信仰是什么？什么是信仰啊？
I wonder whether you have thought about the true definition of what is faith.
我找了一下中文网络的自由百科书维基百科，它是这样来界定信仰的。
I check into the Chinese Wikipedia, and it faith is defined this way.
你看，他说信仰是指对一个人，或者是事物，或者是神、宗教的教条或者教导，没有经验证据的观点抱有信心和信任。
Okay, let me try this. Faith refers to a person's view toward another person or something or some deity or some, quote, religion, their doctrines or instructions. Even without the proof of experience, but they have strong confidence and trust.
因为他讲，信仰是人对人生观、价值观和世界观等的选择和持有。信仰体现着人生价值、人生意义的可靠落实。信仰与所信仰的对象是否客观存在，没有必要联系。
So faith is a person's view about life, value, the world, or a view that he or she chooses to live on, whether the faith and whether the object of the faith actually exists or not are not necessarily related.
大家注意这一句啊， 信仰一般往往被认为是由外在因素所形成，受到父母、社会、宗教和传统所影响。
And generally, people regarded faith as being influenced by external factors such as parents, the society, other regions of thoughts or tradition.
后面他还提到一个，根据联合国的世界人权宣言，人是有选择宗教或选择不信仰宗教的自由。
And according to the United Nations Human Rights Proclamation, that a man, a person is has the right to choose or not to choose a religion.
我又找了一个，就是网络词典汉典。你看，他对信仰的界定是，对某种主张、主义、宗教或某人极其相信和尊敬。
This Chinese dictionary shows that faith is regarding some sort of doctrines or belief or a person with extreme trust and respect.
这些呢，就是阻碍我们、阻碍我们的家人、我们的亲人认识上帝，阻碍我们接受耶稣基督十字架救恩的原因之一。
And I think this is one of the reasons that why our family members have difficulty receiving or knowing God or receiving Jesus, the grace of salvation from Jesus.
实际上，从初代教会那个时期直到今天，这种所谓的有外在因素所形成的、受父母、社会、宗教和传统所影响，这样一种所谓的信仰的概念，一直都存在着。
So this concept of faith, as we had read from the dictionary, which was recognized as being influenced by the external factors such as parents, society, many traditional thoughts, and so forth,
而且
those have existed for a long time.
这些所谓的这种概念，已经根深蒂固的在我们人的头脑中深深的扎根。
Such concept has rooted deeply in our mind.
影响着我们对真理的认识和接受。
So it influences our acceptance of the truth.
我想请问，上周主日聚餐的时候，如果大家都还在这里聚餐的话，你跟谁坐在一块儿吃饭的时候？
May I ask that
还
if
记
you
不
can
记得？
recall last week during our lunch time, whom did you sit with?
因为上周我们在这里分享过，说在初代教会时期，和什么人坐在一起吃饭，这是被上升到认识真理纯正与否的高度的特别重要的一件事情。
Because last week in my sermon I mentioned that in early church time, it was a big deal whom you sit together to have meal.
那顺着这样的思路，我们今天就继续上一周加拉太书2章11到14节后面，刚才我们一起读的15到16节的经文，来思想、来讨论发生在初代教会时期，因着和什么人在一起聚餐吃饭，所产生的信仰上的张力和挑战。
Therefore, following the same thoughts, we are going to continue this sermon regarding the early church time, the tension and challenges that arise because it's a small thing, because of this, what we call a small thing that you sit, whom you eat lunch together with.
因信称义 VS 传统观念，也就是因信称义，面对传统观念势力的张力与挑战。今天是下半部分。
So our sermon today is justified by faith versus traditional concept, because those two will clash and will induce tension and challenges.
那上周借着加拉太书2章11到14节，与初代教会时期两个大使徒保罗和彼得，我们一起经历了一场 从表面上看呢，是周日聚餐与什么人坐在一起的小事情，但实际上呢，却是一场关于是否坚持耶稣基督救恩真理的大事儿的挑战。
So we continue on this passage in Galatians chapter 2, 11 through 14. It looks like it's just a small thing between Paul and Peter regarding whom they eat lunch with. But on the other hand, it's a big deal, big event, a big thing regarding the truth of the salvation.
基督徒这个名称的发源地安提阿教会，原本在教会聚餐的时候，与安提阿教会外邦背景的那些信徒坐在一张桌子上吃饭。
So the story was about Peter who came to the origin of this terminology called Christians, the Church of Antioch, and then Peter started sitting together with the Gentile. And have meal with them.
因为惧怕来自耶路撒冷的几个奉割礼的人，他不单他自己避开与外邦信徒同桌吃饭，而且影响和带动了巴拿巴那位曾经在圣经都被称为什么呀？他称为是一个被圣灵充满的这个好人，还有。安提阿其他的一些犹太背景的信徒，他们呢，都离开了原本好好的和外邦信徒一起吃饭的桌子。
Okay. So then, because a few Jewish Christians came from Jerusalem church, and so it forced Peter felt that he should not continue to have meal with the Gentiles.So, and that affects his friend Barnabas, who was once being called in the Bible a person who is filled with the Spirit and also a good person.
那带来的结果呢，是原本和谐一致的安提阿教会一下子形成了两个阶级的基督徒。
Therefore, this brought in the conflict, and the church in Antioch.Quickly form into two levels of Christians.
那彼得的这种行为明显的是要勉强外邦人，要按照犹太人的样子生活，否则我跟你们不在一起。
So Peter's action showed that, in a way, he was forcing the Gentile to follow the Jewish way of life.
那大家还记得新汉语译本？对加拉太书二章十一节的翻译嘛，上次我给大家展示过。
Last week I showed you the contemporary Chinese translation.
但基法到了安提阿的时候，因为他的行为已经定了他的罪，我就当面反对了。
The Chinese translation here says that when Cephas came to Antioch, his action has determined his sin.
那保罗对这位来自耶路撒冷初代教会摇篮之地的大使徒、教会的柱石领袖彼得做出了严厉的指责。
So Paul here condemned Peter, who was regarded one of the greatest disciples of Jesus Christ, the pillar of the church.And obviously, the leader for Christians.
他的意思就是说，自从你来到安提阿之后，就和外邦信徒在同一张桌子上吃饭了。
So Paul said, since you came here, you had no problem eating lunch with the Gentiles.
跟他们吃同样的食物。
You eat the same thing as they did.
就说明你在原则上是赞成犹太人和外邦人根本就没有两样的。
So that shows that you agree that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles.
那现在你为什么改变主张啊？要外邦人受割礼。
But now, why do you change your mind and insist that the Gentile should also be circumcised.
把那律法的重担放在他们的肩头上，为什么呢？
But why do you put such a burden of the Jewish law on the non-Jew people?
对大使徒彼得做完了一番的指责之后，接下来保罗做出了接受基督耶稣的救恩与遵守律法观念的具颠覆意义的一个论证，就是我们今天要一起分享讨论的。
After that, Paul make a strong argument that is revolutionary against the traditional thinking.
因信称义对律法的颠覆意义。
So that's our subject here, overturning legalism through justification by faith.
加拉太书二章十五到十六节。
Let's read 15 and 16 again.
那我们首先来看十五节，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人。
We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Quote.
经文这里，我们指的是谁呀？指的是谁？应该包括彼得，包括巴拿巴、安提阿教会以及从雅各那里来的所有的犹太背景的信徒和作者保罗本人。
So this we here refers to Peter, Barnabas, and those believers, whether it's in Church of Antioch or from Jerusalem.
大家请注意，罪人这个称呼不是外邦的罪人。
So this terminology, sinner.
罪人这个字有两层的含义，一呢是指的就是罪人，另外呢就是没有宗教的异教徒。
So sinners here has two different meanings. One is referring to the person who sinned. The second one is refers to the foreigners who does not follow, who has no religion.
很显然，那经文这里指的是第二个意思。
So obviously, this verse 15 refers to the foreigners.
在新约圣经以及在初代教会时期，当犹太人说外邦人是罪人的时候，这是什么意思？
So back to the New Testament early church time, when a Jew refers to foreigners as sinners, it means
罪人是我们今天许许多多人脑子里边非常敏感的。但是呢，大家请注意，这个罪不是道德品质上的罪。
The sinner is a very sensitive word, but it does not refer to that they had sinned in their moral.
而是不遵守旧约律法的犯罪。
Rather, they do not follow the Jewish law in the Old Testament.
那我们今天人可能会说，哇，那不应该叫罪，那叫错。罪呢是犯法了，要进监狱的。那我就是没有执行纪律，我有错误了。可是这里呢，就把它当罪来认。
So in our Chinese translation or Chinese wording, we probably would be better to call that you are just making errors, not necessarily a crime offense.
所以你看，马可福音二章十五节，耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，好些税吏和罪人，你看，与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
So here, if we look into Mark 2:15, it says, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and quote.Sinners, quote, were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.
所以这里的罪人指的就是外邦人、外族的非犹太人。
So sinners over here means non-Jew, foreigners.
因为在犹太人的眼中，外邦外族人因为没有上帝颁布的律法，所以谈不上 他们去遵守摩西的律法。
So in a Jewish person's eyes, the foreigners, because they do not receive the laws from God, therefore, you cannot expect them to follow the laws of Moses.
那自然他就称他们为不遵守律法的罪人。
Naturally, they call those foreigners as sinners who does not follow the Jewish law.
另外呢，在非常保守的犹太的法利赛人，在他们眼中，他们常常称那些在十一奉献呢，在安息日呢，在食物条例等等事情上不严守律法的人，称他们为罪人。
And even in addition, for very conservative Jewish Pharisees, they would call other Jews who does not follow the Jewish law, such as tithing, the Sabbath, and different regulations about food. They would also call them sinners.
虽然他们也是犹太人。
Even though they were also Jews.
你看《约翰福音》九章十六节。法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从上帝来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。这分明是在说主耶稣。
For example, in John 9:16, it says, "Some of the Pharisees said, 'This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.' But others ask, 'How can a sinner do such?'" Miraculous signs, so that they were divided.
因为法利赛人得知主耶稣在安息日的时候，就在主日崇拜的时候，为一个瞎子使他的眼睛睁开了，行了医治，所以呢，他们就称他是罪人，是一个犹太人中的罪人。
And、this event was that Jesus cured this blind people, and so Pharisees call this blind people, a Jew himself, a sinner.
所以接着二十四节，所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说：“你该将荣耀归给上帝。我们知道这人是个罪人。”
Verse 24 it says, a second time, the Pharisees summoned the man who had been blind, and tell him.Giving glory to God, they said, "We know this man is a sinner."
因为摩西的条例规定，安息日不许做工。那耶稣行了医治的大能，做工了，违反了律法，就是罪人。
So because the Old Testament requires the Jews to observe Sabbath, it cannot work. But Jesus.Cured or healed this blind on Sabbath day. Therefore, the Pharisees regard Jesus as sinners.
我们再看一段经文，马可福音八章三十八节：凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Another word in Mark 8:38.Says, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
那在这些经文里边，这个罪恶是和刚才我们讲的那个罪用的是同一个字，但它显然指的是第一层含义，就是实实在在的罪。
So here, that sinful, the sin refers to the offense of the Lord.
那其实主耶稣在世的时候，当着彼得和其他的一些使徒门徒的面，不止一次的申明过。
When Jesus was on earth, not only multiple times that he said before his disciple, including Peter.
你看，在马可福音二章十六十七节说，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他们都说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”耶稣听见了，就对他们说：“健康的人用不着医生， 有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Mark 2:16, when the teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw Jesus eating with the sinners, quote, and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners, quote. On hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
所以此时保罗心中在想，说彼得，难道你对主耶稣在世时发自肺腑之言的那些教导你都忘了吗？你现在把他们当作罪人，你离开他们。
So Paul was condemning Peter and rebuked Peter about forgetting all the teachings that Jesus had told him.
你看在路加福音15:7，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，脚比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Because Jesus also said in Luke 15:7, I tell you that in the same day, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
其实保罗他相信彼得心中清楚得很，他不但没有忘记，而且也没有忘记，也不可能忘记耶稣的教导。
In fact, Paul believed that Peter would never forget Jesus' teaching about those points.
所以我们仔细来咀嚼保罗在加拉太书2:15这些经文里边是带有讽刺的口吻的。
So Paul wrote in Galatians 2:15 with an ironical sense.
他的意思说，不错呀，我们这些生下来就是犹太人的人，而不是出于那些外邦民族的罪人，是吗，彼得？
So in other words, Paul is saying this. Yes, we are lucky. We were born Jews rather than the foreign, quote, sinners, quote.
所以由此接下来进入16经文。既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了耶稣基督，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法而称义。
And that leads to verse 16. Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faithin Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified.
大家请注意，加拉太书2:16，这些经文是整卷加拉太书，或者也可以说是包括所有保罗书信中有关福音的神学的核心的最最重要的一段经文之一。
So let's pay attention. This verse 16 is the center of this epistle of Galatians. Or you can say that it's the core doctrine of salvation for all the letters that Paul had written.
所以这也是为什么我们要花一点时间来了解、来认识这段经文。
Therefore, we would like to spend more time on this particular verse 16.
我找了一段吕振中的一本《加拉太书》2:16，我们知道人称义不是由于行律法，无非是凭着信基督耶稣而已。那么我们自己也就信了基督耶稣，好叫我们可以由信基督而不是由于行律法得称为义。因为血肉之人无论如何都不能由行律法得称为义。
Here is another contemporary Chinese translation, which in English to me is the same.
所以这样一读了，你就觉得这一节经文呢，有关福音的道理呢，说的是又简洁又明白。So
here the more contemporary translation make it simple and clear.
那我们看，这有一个叫交叉呼应的结构。
Here is a cross correspondence.
你看这个 A 呢，对应的是 A 撇儿。我们知道人称义不是由于行律法，因为血肉之人，无论如何都不能由行律法得成为义。So
A corresponds to the fourth line called A prime. In mathematics, called A prime. We know that a man is called righteous not because of obeying the laws.
那 B 呢，所对应的是 B 撇，所以呢，我们看到，无非是凭着信基督耶稣而已。B 撇，好叫我们可以由信基督而不由于行律法得成为义。So
B and B prime correspond to each other.
所以 C 呢，就是这。 整个这一节经文里边的核心的中心，我们自己也就信了基督耶稣。And
C is the core part, and that is so we too have put our faith in Jesus Christ.
所以将15和16节这两节经文连起来，简洁表达的意思。So
if you put 15 and 16 together in a simple way.
虽然我们犹太人与外邦人不同，
it means that even though Jews and Gentiles are different,
似乎生来就有称义的权利，
the Jews seem to be born with the right to be justified,
但就连我们也拒绝了摩西的律法，
even we Jews would put away the laws of Moses.
而信奉基督耶稣，以此作为称义的方式了。But
rather accept Jesus Christ and be justified.
那到此，有的弟兄姐妹或者朋友会不会讲说，那照此说法，那个律法还有作用吗？So
you may wonder if this is, if according to this kind of thinking. Is there any function or use of the Mosaic law?
有许多人在心目中，按照律法，我不是罪人，我要是罪人，我就进监狱了。
So many people may be pondering, I'm not a criminal, otherwise I would have been in the jail already.
或者被拉比、被那些法利赛人称为罪人。Or
being called sinners by those rabbis, Pharisees.
首先先反问一句，律法的基本功用是什么，或者是律法的目的是什么？So
let me ask the question in a reverse way. What is the function or purpose of the law?
罗马书3:20，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在上帝面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Romans 3:20 says, therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight, in God's sight, by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
律法的目的是叫人知罪。
So the purpose of the law is for us to realize that what is sin.
我曾经分享过，说在咱旁边的 巴克海那条路上有一个限制车辆速度的牌子。I
once share with you that on this Bakai Street, you see a speed limit sign.
这个牌子的目的是什么
？What's the purpose of this sign?
是让我们驾车通过这条路的人知道，在这条路上车速超过每小时30英里的时候。 就是违反律法的规定而犯罪了。The
sign tell you whether your speed violates the law or not.
所以在圣经，尤其在旧约圣经中， 我们可以想一下，当时上帝与亚伯拉罕和以色列民立约的时候，是因着他们严格遵守了律法吗？
So in the Old Testament, when God and Abraham, and the Israelites, established the covenant, was that because they followed closely to the law?
摩西律法是在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟死后400多年，以色列人出埃及之后才有的摩西律法。
The law that was established through Moses was 400 years after the ancestors such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. 400 years after they passed away.
所以非常清楚的，我们知道上帝与亚伯拉罕与以色列民立约本身就是一个单方面的恩赐。
Therefore,
恩典。
We can see that the covenant that God has established with the Israelites was purely a one-way grace from the above.
所以我同意有一个观点。
So I agree with one viewpoint.
就是犹太教他们所持守的是如何能够持续地留住他们自己这个民族从上帝那里得来的恩典。
I agree with the Jews' viewpoint that the reason they continue to preserve their Jewish tradition is toremind themselves that their race is from God's grace.
其实对初代教会时期那些犹太信徒来讲，持守割礼、食物洁净条例啊，遵守安息日啊，和各种节气等等，这些已经在他们心中，甚至在他们的世世代代的那种生活社会中根深蒂固的成了一个象征了。
So because they follow the Jewish law, such as circumcision, the cleansing regulations about food, following the Sabbath, and all kinds of festivals, so from generation to generation, in the Jewish person's mind, they had known that it was God who set up this covenant with their ancestors.
他们实际上是将自己是上帝立约的子民的这一个事实、这一个恩典给他宗教化了，给他生活化了，给他刚才讲的那个信仰化了。
So they have implemented this God's grace into their ordinary daily life, into their I forgot what you said.
信仰化，生活化。
Become part of their way of life.
他们实在是难以逾越他们心中的那堵高高的律法之墙。
So, on the other hand, the laws become a barrier for them to overcome.
他说，即便我做了基督徒，但如果我不严格遵守这些摩西律法的条例的话，我会失去立于上帝立约之民的这样一个身份的耶。
So the barrier is that to some Jews who have accepted Christ, they were still thinking that if I don't follow the Jewish law, perhaps I will lose the status of beingselected race by God.
所以这个令我们今天的人要仔细咀嚼的意思是什么呢？就是说，行律法在此的意义，应该是更趋向于蒙上帝悦纳的这个行为为标准。
So to us, the implication is that, to follow the Jewish law means that it make a person.And his behavior more pleasing to God.
而并不是为了去讨好上帝的喜悦，去寻求功绩的一个行为。大家注意，一个是标准，一个呢是要做出来一定一个行为样子，要去讨好看的，这两个是不一样的。
So we should discern. We should discern the difference. One is the standard. The other one is the behavior to please God.
所以犹太信徒他们并非着重在功利心的那种行律法的行为。
So you can say that the Jewish believers, they were not emphasizing on the trying to get a benefit. They were motivated by the benefits of following the law.
而是在他们的生命中，他必须要强调不能不去遵守的行律法，这个社会化的、这个生活化的、这个宗教化的、这个信仰化的行为。
But rather, they feel that this is part of their way of life, and they cannot abandon it.
有点绕口，是不是？那咱们用一点生活中比较实际的来试一试看，再来理解这个话。有人形容律法像尺子，可以度量我们的身高低，但却不能呢使我们的身体增高或者是变矮。
Some regard laws as a ruler. It can measure our height, but it will not make us taller or shorter.
律法呢，也像一面镜子，能够照出我们的本相，但是却不能使我们变得美或变得丑。Another
analogy, another example is that the law is like a mirror, that it will show us what we look like, but cannot make us more beautiful or less beautiful.
律法呢，又像 X 光机，能够把我们身体内隐藏的那些病状、危险的那些症状呢，显明出来，但是却不能医治。The
law is also like an X-ray machine that will reveal the hidden symptoms and problems, but it would not cure our illness.
所以呢，这样来理解，就是说。 律法显明人的罪，但是律法不医治人的罪。
So in summary, the law reveals man's sins, but it cannot treat or cure man's sins.
这个道理现在应该很简单，对吧？简单吗？
So this is a simple reasoning.
而且在生活中，我们绝不会因为说是哇，镜子照出了我们脸上的瑕疵。 或者这个尺子量出了我们的个子没有增高，或者 X 光机照出了我们体内有病灶，那我们就怪罪于 X 光机，怪罪于镜子，怪罪于这个尺子，会吗？不会吧
？So in our life, we will never blame on those tools, whether it's the rulers or mirror or the X-ray machine that reveal our problem.
我们下边再认识这段经文，我想。 很清楚了，就罗马书7章7节，这样我们可以说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。明白这一句了吧
？Romans 7:7 says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed." I would not have known what sin was except through the law, for I would not know what coveting really was if the law had not said, "Do not covet."
所以今天这段经文，如果大家呢仔仔细细了解清楚以后呢，你就可以站出来和那些神学家、圣经学者去辩论。
So if you truly understand this verse. You can stand up and debate with other theologians.
因为非常清楚嘛，人被诊断出来有病了怎么办？你不能靠这个 X 光机了，也不能埋怨他了，要怎么样？要找医生啊。So
when a man discovers his illness and the root of the illness, next step obviously is to seek treatment.
如果你不去找医生医治，那怎么样？不是残疾、残废，就是死亡。
Otherwise, we'll face dire consequences such as death or damage to your body.
同样，律法显出了人的罪，就需要我们从罪中走出来。
Likewise, when the laws reveal man's sin, then we need to get out of those sins.
你看圣经里面对罪的结果说得非常明确，大家都知道罪的工价是什么。对，罗马书因为罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible clearly indicates that for the wages of sin is death.
摆脱死的方法呢，唯有上帝的恩赐，在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以现在呢，就要我们讨论另外一个也是非常非常重要的一个词，就是因信称义。
Now let's get into the details of this important word called justified by faith.
加拉太书二章十六节里面，因信称义这个称义这个词儿，大家要注意。
This justification,
它基本上是来于一个法律的用语。
From it's a terminology in law.
形容人在法律上获判为义。有理或者是正直的。
The law will judge the person to be righteous or standing on the right side.
但是它也包含了其他的有一些成分的意义在里边，比如说伸张公义啊，证明无辜啊，是解脱纯正啊，证明为正确。
The justification has different meanings, such as render righteous, exhibit one is righteous.Or be freed, or to declare one to be just.
如果你上网去查材料、查资料，甚至说看一些老的资料，你可能会看到，哇，称义是什么意思呢？称义的意思就是与上帝有正常的关系。
Some older materials interpret justification as normal relationship between man and God.
现在越来越多的学者认为呢，这个义字呢与上帝的创造秩序有密切的关系。
Now more and more theologians think that this righteousness or justification has something to do with the creation, the order of creation by God.
这意思就是，作为受造的人，能够满足于创造者上帝的心意。
And that is being a created man. A person is satisfied with the will of the Creator, God.
因为我们受造的人，由于犯罪，由于堕落。
For our sins that we fell as a created being.
所以这个义呢？指向的就是上帝借着基督所彰显出来的拯救作为。那这个事情呢，只有上帝来拯救，我们自己是揪的脑袋是从水里出不来的，我们不能靠自己来救自己。
So justification means that man cannot save himself or herself, and it has to be done by the salvation, from God.
无论我们自己下多大的决心，做多少刻苦的努力去追求，是追不来的。
No matter how strong our determination is, or how good our acts are, we cannot save ourselves.
要做的事情非常简单，也非常容易。
So to be saved is can be done simply.
所以称义所形容的是人。因为满足了上帝的要求，接受并且忠于被钉十字架死后复活的基督耶稣，因而被上帝看作或者被上帝判定为你做的对，算无罪。
So So justification is defined this way, that a person who accepted Christ, who died on the cross and then was resurrected, Jesus Christ, then this person will be regarded as righteous or sinless in the eyes of the Creator God.
那我们现在回到刚才显示的加拉太书二章十六节的交叉呼应的那个结构。
So if we go back to the corresponding cross, corresponding structure of Galatians verse 16.
那在这个结构中，我们可以看到加拉太书二章十六节的经文，因行律法而称义，这个称义这个短语出现了三次。
We see that this justification through the laws appeared three times.
而这三次的出现呢，你仔细来了解它看的话呢，它从语法的时态上分别用的是现在时态、过去时态和将来时态，用了三个时态。
Those three times it appeared in the past tense, present tense, and future tense.
那我们如果用现代语言明确的按照这个语法的时态来表述这段经文，我们来试试看。
Let's try to express those three different tense in a common language.
这意思就是说，我们之所以相信基督耶稣救恩的福音，是因为我们非常清楚，我们人现如今靠着遵守律法称义得救那条路是走不通的。
So to put in plain language, the reason we trust in Jesus Christ's gospel is that we understand clearly. Now, if we want to follow the laws and to be able to be saved, that cannot be done.
这是现如今，我们再讲一讲过去。那我们之所以称义得救，凭的是因我们相信基督耶稣，而不是我们过去遵守了律法。
So, in referring to the past, we were saved. It's just because we trust in Jesus Christ. It was not because we had obeyed the laws.
现在、过去还有个将来，那意思就是，所以被造的属血肉之体、躯体的人，将来无论如何都不可能因着遵守律法而得称义的这样的救恩。
And for the future, we the created bodies, the mortal, cannot be saved by observing the laws.
现如今不是，过去也不是，将来也不可能是。
So whether it's past or present or in the future, man cannot be saved by observing the law.
那最后我想请问，律法在基督徒的生活中，那这样讲还有没有作用？
So then, what would be the function or meaning of those laws in Christian's life?
还有没有了？有。
The answer is yes.
首先，律法给我们明确的行为标准，使我们不致犯罪，就像那个牌子要立到那儿。
First, that the law gives us a clear standard of our actions, so that we will not offend.
那有了那个速度牌子呢，就说律法指出我们所犯的罪，我们超速了就说明我们犯罪了，也给了我们机会去寻找、去寻求上帝的宽恕。
It was like that speed limit sign. We know what is accepted and what is not accepted in the eyes of the Lord.
那第三呢，因为我们不能够全守律法，守全部的律法，人是有限的。
Number three, we are limited, and therefore we cannot observe all the laws.
所以律法也显明了我们人的有限， 唯有信靠基督耶稣，才能够得到那完备的救恩的福音。
The law has revealed our limitation, therefore we can only put our trust in Christ who has the complete salvation.
所以律法不能够拯救我们。
The law cannot save us.
但当我们成为基督徒之后，它可以引导我们按照上帝的心意去生活。
But once we have become Christian, the law can guide us to live in the way that is pleasing to God.
记得我们从肯塔基州的 Louisville 刚刚搬到 Indianapolis 的时候。
I recall when I moved from Louisville, Kentucky to Indianapolis.
第一次到教会参加主日崇拜。
I attended a church worship the first time.
在门口遇到当日担任那个营后的一位热情的姐妹。
At the door of that church, I was greeted by a sister who is very warm, who was very warm.
我就问她，我说，印城教会有一个叫某某某的姐妹。
So I asked her whether she knows this another sister's name.
能不能帮告诉我是谁？因为她的妹妹原来跟我们在同一间教会，我们要带她的妹妹问姐姐好。
Because I know this sister's sister in Kentucky, and we brought the greetings.
可是那位营后的姐妹说了一句，说对不起啊，我来到这个教会时间不长，认识的人不多，不知道你说的这个人是谁。
And this greeter told me that I'm sorry that because we came to this town for not too long ago, so I do not know that many people.
哦。那我接下来实际上我是随口问了一下，哦，我说那你来这个教会参加聚会有多长时间了？
Then I asked her, how long have you been with this church? And she said, 3 years.
她说她才3年多，她先替我讲了。所以请问，参加我们教会聚会3年多的弟兄姐妹们。
So for brothers and sisters, if you have been in this church for more than 3 years.
在我们教会有没有你不认识的弟兄姐妹？
Do you know any brothers and sisters that you cannot call their name?
所以我再次发出一个建议，从本周开始。
Let me offer you a suggestion as a good start point.
以后每周咱们聚餐的时候，你找1到2位你叫不上名字的弟兄姐妹们，跟他们坐在一个桌子上吃饭，好不好？
I suggest that
好不好？
From now on, you actively seeking one or two people that you cannot name them, and you sit together to have lunch with them. All right?
不要说三年多，可能5年多、10年多。有人来问你谁谁谁，对不起，我来这教会时间不长。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious words.
让我们生活在这个迷茫的、充满诱惑的、魔鬼掌权的时代的时候，我们有一颗清晰的心。
We thank you that we will have a clear heart before you in this crooked world.
就是能够。让我们的生命，让我们的生活能够得到主耶稣您的满意。
May you help us to live a life that is satisfied with you.
因为你来要拯救世人。
For you come to save this world.
你要让万国得拯救。
You want to give your salvation to all nations.
我们唯有按着主你所颁布给我们的大使命去行。
And we will implement what you have commissioned us to do.
使我们的行为，使我们的生命能够做那美好的见证。
So that we can bear good testimonies for you.
才能够被主您判定为正确的，是称义的人。 罪的人。
So that we can be called righteous, be justified in front of you.
愿主您的圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
带领我们。
Guide us.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
这样的感恩、感谢、祈求、祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray with a thanksgiving heart in Jesus' name.
Amen.